this past summer, two or three times, we saw music teachers coming into the station and kind of hanging around for a few days in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio. They were honing their teaching chops. I always wondered what teachers do in the summer and who teaches the teachers. When it comes to jazz education, it's the gift of jazz. That's who. And with us this morning, Dave Froman, Executive Director of the Gift of Jazz. Hey, it's been too long. Good to see you.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me. Hi, Carlos.
The Gift of Jazz does the summer training program for music instructors, and you had some great players working as instructors for these music teachers during the summer, and that's something you all have done for a while?
You know, it's actually a new program for us. We've got a lot of educational programs that we've been offering here in the Denver area, but it came to our attention very recently through some of our board members who are jazz educators here in town that the Colorado standards now for K-12 music education recently include composition and improvisation. So teachers are now expected to teach kids from kindergarten all the way through high school improvisation skills and composition skills. And we learned quickly in talking to teachers that many of them were not trained through college to teach those two areas. Mm. And we thought, here's a void that perhaps the Gift of Jazz, whose mission it is to support jazz in the Rocky Mountain region, that we could step in and help in that area and reach a lot of kids in the process.
Dave Froman, the website's giftofjazz.org. They create and preserve the art of jazz, jazz history, support jazz musicians, and collaborate with other organizations. We've worked with Gift of Jazz for a long time, so it's great to have you in the jazz infrastructure. You work with students directly, not just through teachers. Tell us about this Jazz for the Schools programs that you do.
Well, this is a program that we're particularly excited about, and it's a program where we've partnered with Denver Public Schools to supplement the education that's going on in the classroom. In many cases, there isn't the resources or the time to get into jazz as one of the topics, and so we invite students of Denver Public Schools, ages really 4th through 10th grade, to come once a month to the Crossroads Theater, where we present an interactive jazz education program, often being put on by young jazz musicians in the community, college age or recently out of college, in an attempt to create a bond and a kind of a near-peer experience in a real interactive setting.
Sounds like a concert with talking.
You know, it's more than a concert. We like to get the kids really involved in the music. For instance, one of the groups taught the kids about the 12-bar blues, and by the end of the hour, the kids had written their own 12-bar blues. They wrote the "I Hate to Clean My Room" blues and performed it for us right there on the spot. So, you know, in the process of learning, they got involved in the music, and we try and bring that interactive aspect in all of our programs.
Dave Froman with giftofjazz.org, just doing the thing, man. We appreciate that. Hey, coming up, there's something called a blind tiger. What is a blind tiger?
Well, you know, I get asked that question a lot. We've been doing this program for several years now, and it's really a speakeasy concept, and that's where the term blind tiger came from. It was coined during the speakeasy era, where it was illegal to sell booze, obviously. But so they would sell a ticket to an event, and you'd buy the ticket, and it would be a ticket, presumably, to come and see the blind tiger. And, of course, what they were getting instead was free food and booze. So we've been putting on a speakeasy program on a monthly or every other month basis, and it includes a food and drink component as well as some great jazz and some jazz education, too, for the really serious jazz listeners. Our next one is coming up this Sunday.
That's Sunday, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be at, we always pick unusual locations where you don't normally hear jazz. This one coming up is at a really charming location downtown Denver. It's the Women's Press Club, Denver, yeah. Women's Press Club, 13th and Logan, and it's going to be a holiday theme featuring Ed Battle doing a lot of your favorite holiday jazz standards.
You know, Dave, that also, in terms of moving it around, also kind of speaks to the theme of the speakeasies, because you couldn't have it in the same place too many times.
Exactly.
Because you get busted. You have to move this around.
When we started, we actually kept the location
a secret.
That's right. I remember.
So you didn't know where it was going to be until like 24 hours ahead.
And that's fine.
So it came and it went very quickly.
That's good. Dave Froman from The Gift of Jazz, doing the jazz education thing, promoting the arts. You know, we got kind of jazz infrastructure. We've got clubs, record companies, and we need educational institutions and nonprofit organizations like The Gift of Jazz to pitch in with us as well.
Well, so. And we very much need the support of the listeners, and Kuvo is one of our biggest supporters, so we're very, very grateful for that. Even though we're not on the Colorado Gives website, you'll find a donate button at the bottom of our website at giftofjazz.org, and take a look at our membership program. We would love to see you sign up as a member as well.
Dave Froman, giftofjazz.org. Thanks very much, man. Keep it swinging.
Thanks for having me.